Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring songs that reach number one, either on the U.S. pop charts, the rhythm and blues charts, or any other chart I could find. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Rare Earth, Martha and the Vandellas, the Commodores, Smokey Robinson, Michael Jackson, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars, all coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
Picture hanging on the wall, but it can't see.
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Memory from Rare Earth on the Motown Records subsidiary label called Rare Earth. That was Get Ready, a number one tune from 1970. Before that, the great team of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, number one from 68. And we start with the Supremes, The Happening, number one from 67. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring this hour number one songs on the U.S. Billboard chart or the Rhythm and Blues chart or any other chart I could find. Well, coming up, the signature tune, perhaps, from Martha and the Vandellas, Heatwave. Later, retitled, Love is Like a Heatwave. Well, this breakthrough record by Martha and the Vandellas was a big, thumping Holland, Dozier and Holland production, both written and produced by Holland, Dozier and Holland. Well, Mike Terry had the Baxitone sax, and Dave Hamilton had a crisp vibraphone, and it was synced very nicely with the piano. Well, the song Heatwave revolves around a basic question. Has high blood pressure got a hold on me, or is this the way love's supposed to be? Well, due in part to a heat wave that blanketed Los Angeles when the song was released, the weathermen used the song as background for their reports, and as a result, Heatwave rocketed up the charts in late summer and early fall of 1963. Well, Martha and her colleagues Rosalind and Annette were suddenly nationally famous and in demand. In the UK, Heatwave became the first Motown single released in the UK in a new international distribution deal with a record label called EMI Limited. Well, here is Martha and her Vandellas, Love is Like a Heatwave, right here on Motown Memories.
Tearing me apart. Whenever he calls my Our memories at yahoo.com.
Just to be close to you, girl, just for a moment, well, just for an hour, just to be close to you, girl. Direction with no purpose, with no one to love and no one to love me for me. Oh girl, then you came into my life. You made my jagged edges smooth. You made my direction so clear and new. Oh woman, you became my purpose, my reason for living, girl. You see, you're my heart, you're my soul, you're my stone inspiration. That's why I'm standing here singing and opening my arms to you. I wanna say, child, why don't you
take my hand?
Oh, we'll live in love forever, yeah.
Take my hand.
Ooh, we'll be alone, you and me, yeah. Just for an hour, just to be close to you, girl. I need you, baby, to make love, to be loved by you, baby, to have your warm body to mine, to whisper words that make you feel like a woman. Girl, I know our love will stand the test of time. Just to be close to you, girl, for the moment, baby.
For the moment, baby. For the moment,
for the sugar, sugar, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah,
Number one from 1980, before that the Commodores, just to be close to you, number one from 76, and we started with Martha and the Vandellas with Heatwave, number one from 63. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature number one songs on a variety of charts during this hour. Well, coming up, the first number one song from Michael Jackson, while he was part of the Jackson 5, but he was credited on his own at this time, with a song called Got to Be There. Well, Got to Be There was also the name of the solo debut album by Michael, and is released on Motown on January 24, 1972, and of course it includes the song of the same name. That song, Got to Be There, was released on October 7, 1971 as Michael's debut solo single. It would go on to sell over 5 million copies worldwide. The album was later remastered and reissued in 2009 as part of a three-disc compilation called Hello World, the Motown Solo Collection. Well, Motown released Jackson's solo album around the same time that another famous brother from a famous family was doing the same, Donny Osmond. Well, the album Got to Be There peaked at number 14 on the U.S. pop charts and number 3 on the U.S. rhythm and blues album charts when it was released. Well, Rolling Stone magazine stated in December 7, 1972 that, quote, "The song is a slick, artful, and every bit as good as the regular Jackson 5 product. A sweetly touching voice, innocence, and other professionalism. Fascinating and finally irresistible." Well, here is Michael Jackson right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
A great signature tune from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, number one from 1969, and we started with Michael Jackson, his first solo number one hit, Got to Be There, number one from 1972. Well, this half hour, we featured all number one songs on various charts, and we'll continue to do the same thing during the next half hour, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.